Well, Jane is quite intrigued with Mr. and Mrs. Fredericks, the new next-door neighbors. Ethel Fredericks is the type of woman who manages her husband's business from behind the scenes. She's told Jane she should take a hand in Mr. Lacey's business. Mrs. Fredericks even selects Mr. Fredericks' clothes. That's all Jane had to hear. This episode is an alternating scene between the Aces' bungalow and the Fredericks' home next door, but first to the Aces' living room. Mr. Ace is alone with his evening paper. Jane enters from the next room. Listen.
Dear, I've got a surprise for you.
What?
I want you to go into the bedroom and you'll find something there. I want you to put it all on and come back in here. Now go ahead. I won't take reading for an answer.
Oh, but I am reading. I just got interested. What is all this? What do you mean, put it on? Put what on?
It's a surprise. Will you please do what I say?
Will you please tell me what's going on around here?
Oh, I knew I was going to have this trouble with you. You're so obsolete.
Put what on?
Oh, I give up. A person can't have any surprises around you.
Put what on?
Oh, what does a person usually put on?
Air?
Of course. So go into the bedroom and you'll find... Airs? No, I'm talking about a suit.
A suit?
Yes, a suit. You wouldn't show up when we made a date to go shopping for some clothes.
Now, look, Jane,
you thought you just left me standing there holding the bag. Well, I fooled you. I went in and bought you some things without you being there.
Bought me what kind of things?
Everything you need. A suit, shirt, ties, a pair of shoes. You're going to be dressed up from head to tail. You're not going to go to business like you do now. First impressions last. And if you won't look after yourself, I will. It's a wise place to see good.
Just a minute, Jane. You're kidding, of course.
Kidding? Do I look like I'm kidding? Go in there and see if you think I am.
But a suit? You couldn't buy me a suit. You don't even know my size. You don't know what color I like.
Well, I went to the store where you always buy your clothes, and I met a man there that knows you. He knows just your size. Of course, there may be a few altercations, but he said...
I'll say there's going to be a few altercations. Jane, I told you I didn't want any new clothes now.
It's not a matter of want. It's a matter of need. You need it.
For what?
Where? Now, dear, don't stutter. There's no use getting
upset. I'm not stuttering. Isn't this awful?
It's nothing of the kind. You're going to look marvelous. Now, go in and put it on. I laid out the tie and a white shirt.
You bought a tie, too?
I bought several ties. If you wear the one I laid out there, it matches the suit.
Where did you get the money for all this?
I charged it.
Charged it to whom?
To the first of the month.
To the first? I haven't any charge account at that store.
I know, dear. I started one.
You started it?
It's all right. The man said it was all right.
But what is all this about? What do you mean I have to start dressing up to go to business?
I mean you all start looking nice. People come in and do business with you, and sometimes they don't want to pay what you want them to. And if they think you need the money, they won't pay it. But if you look like you've got a lot of money and you don't care, well, 9 times 10, they will.
Whatever that means. And the solution of the whole thing is for me to wear a new suit every day.
Yes. Oh, no, not every day, but look nice every day. And it's a wise business to see to it that you do. That's where I come in. Now go out.
What?
Go out and put it on and come back here and let me see how you look.
Oh, you want me to model it for you?
Yes.
Suppose you don't like it.
Oh, I like it. Don't worry about that.
Well, suppose I don't like it.
But, Sue, you will like it. You can't help but like it.
I don't like you buying my suits for me. I can tell you that.
Why?
Because I don't.
That's no answer. Just tell me why your wife can't buy your suits. You must have something against her.
I have.
What?
Scruple.
Now, that's a fine name to call me.
I didn't call...
Scruple, huh?
I didn't say
scruple. After I worked my head to the bone, picking things out
for
you.
Oh, well, don't cry about it.
I can't help it. You act like I bought all this myself. I bought it for you because I want you to look nice.
Jane, I know you did, but don't
you... Well, the least you can do is put it on. Let me see how it looks.
Oh, all right. I'll put it on. I'll put on everything.
Well, that's better. Now, go ahead and come back in here and let me see it.
Yes, anything to keep
me. Attaboy. Now, wear the white shirt I laid out and the tie. And I put a fresh handkerchief in the pocket of the coat. Let it stick out a little.
Yes, I think I understand about that, Jane. How do I get into things?
If you have any trouble getting into it, call me.
Hello? Is that you, Ethel? This is James. Well, he's gone in to put it on. Now, I want you and Baxter to come over pretty soon. Oh, about 10 minutes, I guess. I want you to see if you think it's conservative enough. Well, I think it is. I got just what you told me. Oh, yes, I got ties and everything. He's going to put on one of the new ties, too. It matches his suit just what? Yes, a white shirt. Yes, I understand. Always a white shirt to business. I didn't tell him that part yet. I will. I'll have to tell him in a roundabout way. I didn't want to tell him everything at once. Oh, I forgot to tell you, Ethel. I cried like you told me. Yes, and it worked just like you said. I had the hardest time to keep him laughing while I was crying because I thought it was working so well. But I kept a perfect face, and he fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. Now, you and Doctor come over in about 10 minutes. I think you'll be dressed like this. He'll be over very shortly. I'm so glad it all worked out so well. Goodbye, my dear.
Baxter, we're going next door for a visit.
Oh, is that Jane?
Yes, she wants us to come over and look at a new suit she picked out for her husband today.
A new suit? She picked out?
Yes, get it in your coat while I put on a little lipstick.
Does she pick out her husband's suit, too?
Of course.
Was that her idea, Ethel?
You know better than that. Of course it wasn't.
Oh, but Ethel, do you think you should put ideas like that into her head after
all? Why not? Those ideas haven't done you any harm, have they?
No, Ethel, no.
I don't mind passing on the benefits of my experience to another. If it'll help him half as much as it has you, I'll be very happy.
He didn't ask for help.
What was that?
I simply said I didn't know he wanted any help.
Nonsense. He can certainly use it.
But he seems to be doing all right.
Of course he is. That's just the point. He's doing just all right. Just as you'd be doing if I didn't take a hand. I suppose you're going to deny that.
No, Ethel, no.
But then what are you talking about?
Well, I just meant he seems like the kind of fellow that's going to make a little less and work a little less, have a little time to relax and get his mind off of business for a while. Why, if I've only met him 2 or 3 times, but I'll bet he plays golf 3 or 4 afternoons a week.
And I suppose you don't.
Oh, yes, I do. I play with business contacts. People I expect to make money out of. Yeah, I'd like to play with friends, just for the fun of the game.
Oh, you sound like a child, as if I had taken your toys away from you.
Well, I was only saying...
When I think of the nights I lie awake, shooting for your success.
I know that.
And when I think of what I gave up when I married you, you act as if I'm driving you, standing over you with a whip.
Oh, now, Ethel, please don't. Don't.
All I think of night and day is you and your business and your future.
I'm sorry I said anything, but come on. We'll go over and visit you. Now, come on. Put on your lipstick and look it around and have a nice, enjoyable evening.
Ready or not, here I come.
I'm ready, dear. Come in.
Well? Well, Jane, say something.
I'm unspeakable.
What?
Dear, that's the most marvelous suit you ever had. Why, it fits you like a glove on the wall. And those shoulders. Well, you don't look like a football player. Did you leave the hanger in?
The hanger? No, no, I
didn't. Just enough color in it to bring out the gray in the skin.
Yes, it does at that. I was a little afraid of this sort of kinky tie, but it does look pretty nice at that.
White shirt, that's the thing.
Well, it makes me look a little too dressed up.
You're going to wear white shirts to business every day. You like that color gray for a suit?
Well, it's a little gayer than I've been wearing.
Oh, I do. That invincible stripe is what makes it.
The invincible stripe?
Yes, the man kept telling me it was marvelous, but seeing it on you, I just can't get over how... Hold on, let me see how I look in the back.
Well, it fits pretty good, what I could see of it in the mirror in there.
There you go. Well, it's like a glove on the wall here.
Like a glove on the wall?
Walk over there.
Where?
Anywhere, let me see. That's it. Just sort of walk along haphazardly. Oh, it's marvelous. And those shoes. Now, no more tan shoes.
Well, why not? What's the matter with tan shoes?
You don't look good in tan shoes.
But I've always worn them.
Now, dear, let bye-bye be bye-bye. From now on, I'm going to take charge of what you wear.
Oh, I don't think that will be necessary, Jane. After all, I'm old enough to take care of myself.
Oh, you are not. There's a lot of little things about clothes you don't know.
For instance?
Yes. Oh, can't get over
I say, what do you mean, a lot of little things I don't know?
Well, like when you wear a striped gray suit like that, you must either wear a plain tie or one with a little stripe in it, not any of those circles. Now, you take that pink stripe in that tie.
Yeah, it's a little loud, I
I think.
Oh, it isn't to me. I can't hear a thing. I think it's gorgeous. Oh, I wish somebody was here to see how you look. Oh, speak of the devil, and there they are.
Who?
Oh, I don't know. I just know.
Oh, well, I better get out of this stuff. I can't be lounging around the house in a new suit.
No, you're good. Now, just stay right there. Don't go away.
Well, what?
Yeah, come in. Look who's here.
Who is it, Frank?
Oh, Ethel Baxter. Yes, fine. Come in. Here, Evelyn Baxter are here.
Oh, good evening, Mr. A.
Oh, hello. Hello, Baxter.
How are you? Glad to see you.
Well, good eye, everybody.
Yes, have a chair. I didn't expect company that... What is this?
What is it, dear?
Where did you get that suit?
What? My suit?
That suit? Well, that's exactly the same suit and that tie.
Well,
how could you?
Jane's intentions were good anyhow. We learn more of her interest in her husband's business when next we meet the Easy Aces.